T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There's somebody else. But our friend David Lightman from McClatchy Newspapers. David, we had this discussion before. Somehow we got, oh, there's a Beverly Hillbillies house that's being sold. Do you know what Granny, not Irene Ryan, but do you know what Granny's real name was?
Oh, I should know this because I watched that show
religiously
in the 60s. Oh, my goodness.
You can watch it religiously now.
Daisy Mae Moses.
Ah.
Daisy Mae. So I did not know that.
I had not.
We are armed with enough
useless
Beverly Hillbillies trivia that we could go to a bar and get punched out in 3 minutes.
I'm telling you. Wednesdays at 9 o'clock on CBS. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Unbelievable. Well, what's going on in D.C. probably will not ever be made into a mini-series or a maxi-series. Were you surprised we didn't have a resolution yesterday?
Not really, no, for a lot of reasons. It was 11 o'clock. This thing was dragging on into the night. There's two ways of looking at this delay. One is that Democrats want to get this, frankly, want another day in the news cycle. And this way they're going to go in about an hour. They'll do the more discussion. They'll do the vote. Everybody will cover it fresh, and it'll be the topic of discussion all day in the news. The other theory is that you had a good debate. I mean, really, whichever side you may be on, it was a pretty thorough debate, and they were just weary from this. I mean, they basically were sitting there without a break for, 14 hours. So go home, summarize your thoughts, come back, and here we are.
Are we hearing anything new in this?
Well, it's a hard question for me because me personally, no.
No. It's like we've been there and done that. I'm going to bring up this argument two weeks ago.
I mean, look, there were times yesterday when it was like sitting through a college law seminar, which is not a terrible thing, frankly. And you could argue the American public, if they were watching, did get somewhat of an education. And some, as debate goes, it was pretty good. I mean, you know, what is the limit of the president's power? What does the Constitution say?
Well, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, but again, how many people spent 14 hours taking notes and listening?
No, exactly. Well, even if you have to do it for a job like you do, it's hard to do that.
Yeah. No, I didn't sit there for 14 hours.
And the other thing that has struck me and I've only watched small bits and pieces of it, is just the outright contentiousness between the two sides. And yesterday, we had one representative going after Hunter Biden for his, you know,
Burisma stuff or what?
Well, not Burisma.
Yeah, Matt Gaetz from Florida. Yeah,
Matt Gaetz goes after him, and then we have another congressman bringing up his DWI. I mean, what do we come to?
I know this is the problem here. I mean, and boy, you could just see the almost bloodlust here, Republicans with Joe Biden and his son. Oh my God, I was thinking, you know, should Biden be elected president? Impeachment hearings will begin the next day.
Oh my God! Yes.
No. Wait a minute. If Trump is elected president, reelected, same thing.
Assuming he gets off in the Senate, they could go back and try to impeach him again for whatever.
Sure.
Yeah.
There's always something.
Go on. No, the bile, the divisiveness. But here's what's interesting about all this. Well, all this is going on. Actual stuff, important stuff, is getting done on a bipartisan basis.
Yeah, that's crazy.
The new NAFTA thing, right?
The new NAFTA, the trade agreement, and they reached an agreement on the budget last night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there may not be a shutdown. They have to fund the government by a week from today, or else the government shuts down again. And rather than have a rerun of last Christmas time, they have an agreement, and they might put it out for a vote as early as Tuesday.
Wow.
So there's that, and there's all kinds of other things going on there with this bipartisan agreement. Oh, defense, that was the one. They have a massive defense bill that means a lot, especially to people in Connecticut.
Sure does.
Defense policy, and that thing's going to pass.
Bill, since you have been in Washington your entire life, David, when did this politics of personal destruction begin?
You know, that's a great question, and I'm not sure there was ever an aha moment. It began probably somewhere late 80s, early 90s, when... actually, I can say this without boring everybody to death. When Jim Wright, the Democratic Speaker of the House.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Right. And Newt Gingrich, who was then sort of an outspoken backbencher, went after him, and actually he had to resign. Gingrich then sort of used his rashness to acquire power and, lo and behold, become Speaker, which no one would have guessed. I mean, this guy was not on the fast track, but he and his band of sort of conservatives, ideological conservatives, seized power, and they did it in unorthodox ways. And Democrats didn't know quite what to do, and it took them years to catch up. And one thing led to another. It's kind of like, the Middle East or something. You know, one outrage sparks another retaliation, and here we are 300 years later.
When they come back, they're going to reconvene at 10 o'clock. Will they vote right away, or will they drag this out even more? Because, as you know, once you get to about 4 o'clock on Friday, nobody cares anymore.
Yeah.
That's the ultimate news dump time.
Oh, yeah. No, in fact, I think I've said this before, in this modern age, used to be today I'd be very busy in the morning preparing my Sunday story for the Sunday paper, right?
Yeah.
Nowadays, if you don't get it on the web by roughly now, okay, 5 a.m. Friday you put it out, forget it. Even 5 a.m. Friday. I mean, the click rate just plunges and doesn't pick up again really till Sunday night, Monday morning. So, yeah, they realize that. Plus, they want to get out of town. But the thinking is that they'll come in at 10. They're supposed to just vote, but I got a feeling that ain't going to happen.
One more lick. We're going to get into it.
Yeah, and they got two articles to vote on, so it's going to be a long morning, I think.
Hey, I've got a question here for you. Does it feel like Christmas in D.C. with all this going on?
You know, it does, actually, and I'll tell you why. Because, again, behind the scenes, the president had his Hanukkah party the other night. Nancy Pelosi had her Christmas reception Tuesday. The trees are all lit. You go to the White House, you see the tree. The Capitol tree is all decorated. Yeah, it does, and not to mention the gloomy weather.
it's been
pretty good. Exactly. Christmas-like weather.
Yeah, it really does.
Of course, I thought it was kind of fun that the president is not going to have the press party this year.
No, he hasn't had one. He had one once, I think. But no, that tradition where you go
a food
and
fight?
Shrimp and...
That ship has sailed. All right, so if... it seems like a foregone conclusion that the House is going to vote for these articles of impeachment.
Right.
Yes.
What's the timetable to get it to the Senate?
Well, they come back probably January 6th. And right now, the majority leader, says he only wants a short trial. He's blocked off about 6 weeks where you could have a trial. And that's what the length of the Clinton trial was in 99. But the betting is they'll try to do 2 or 3 weeks. If it looks like they need to call witnesses, it could get longer, but McConnell and the Senate Republicans just want this over with. Do it and move on. So
why are they doing it?
Well,
in a sense, I mean,
a lot of reasons.
No minds are going to be changed. I don't even think out there in the great, massive humanity that is American people, I don't think any minds are getting changed here.
No, and I look at the stories that we write and what's getting traffic and what's not, and there are other stories that are better read than impeachment.
There you go.
Will you tell me, how's it in Connecticut? I mean, are you hearing, is impeachment topic A up there?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I'm with you.
We have a transportation package that has been job one since Governor Lamont took office in January. It has gone nowhere.
Yeah,
and that's what people are talking about.
In 98-99, I was working for the Hartford Courant, and boy, people couldn't get enough of impeachment. I mean, I was on not just me, but other reporters on that front page every day with this stuff. People ate it up.
Yeah. Well, David, we're going to give you next week off for good behavior.
Yes, have a great holiday.
Knee deep to our holiday story. Thank you for your insight all the time. We hope you have a great holiday season, and we look forward to visiting you real soon.
Oof. Absolutely. Anytime, guys.
Thanks,
happy
David.
Holidays.
Thanks, David.
Thanks.
Thank you. The great David Lightman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.